World Indoor Championships.
Great.
Thank you very much. Sprinter Sean Safia Twi has been cleared to switch allegiance from Great Britain to Ghana. The 25-year-old won the 60-meter at the Glasgow Indoor Grand Prix and finished third at the British Indoor Championships in February. His application to the International Association of Athletics Federations was not opposed by British Athletics. Sao Antwi will now likely make the Ghanaian squad for the World Indoor Championships in Portland here in the USA. The World Championships take place from 17th to 20th March. Meanwhile, 3 years after breaking the course record at the Hanover Marathon, Lusapho April will return to the IAAF Silver Label Road Race on April 10th. One of South Africa's leading marathon runners, April clocked 2:08.32 on the flat course in central Germany in 2013, which still remains a personal best and course record. Having also won in 2011, April will be chasing a record third win in Hanover. It will be April's fifth appearance in Hanover, and each time he has run quicker than the previous occasion. But it won't be an easy task for the 33-year-old. Jacob Chesari is one of five strong Kenyans in this year's field, and he will be defending his title from 2015. Last year, Chesari defeated five runners with superior personal best to win in 2:09.32, The 31-year-old personal best of 2:07.46 was also set in Germany when finishing fourth at the 2013 Frankfurt Marathon.
If you would like to leave a voicemail for possible use on a future Sunny Side of Sports broadcast, please call 1-202-205-9942. Once again, that number, 1-202-205-9942.
VOA!
When you hear the VOA identification, press 60, and please include your name and where you are calling from.
Voice of America!
Hello, this is Magnus Chisholm calling from Imo State in Nigeria. I love listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's always a daily delight of listening to the Sunny Side of Sports. Once again, Magnus Chisholm on with you calling from Imo State in Nigeria and wishing all the Sunny Side of Sports listeners all the best. Bye.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
I'm very excited.
Because this is Africa. Tamina, mina, waka, waka, Tamina, mina, sakalewa. This time for Africa.
Yes, this is indeed the Sunny Side of Sports coming to you live from Washington. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma, who begins with football.
The Confederation of African Football, CAF, Secretary General Hicham El Amrani says they have thrown their full weight behind the Zimbabwe Football Association ZIFA's move to stamp out match fixing in some of their upcoming international competitions. ZIFA President Philip Chiangwa told the Harare media on Wednesday that they have suspended ZIFA committee member Edzai Kasinauyo and assistant national team coach Nation Dube over alleged match fixing as part of an ongoing investigation. Chiangwa reckons they have strong evidence of wrongdoing, which they will forward to CAF and FIFA for further action. On a more cheerful note, Angola is determined to qualify for the Futsal World Cup in Colombia later this year. To achieve this, they must place among the top three at the Africa Futsal Championships in Johannesburg, South Africa next month. Angola start their Group B campaign against Morocco, then Africa's top side Egypt and the 2008 Africa Champions Libya. Speaking through an interpreter, I asked Angola's coach Libanya Lopez what he makes of the draws.
É uma série bastante difícil, é a série da morte, mas é a nossa sorte.
Okay, it's a very difficult group actually, but that is a group that we are. So we are prepared for that. Very difficult. We don't have to choose the adversaries. We have to play. We recently was prepared in Brazil with one of the best teams in the world. And definitely we're going to fight and make it.
Angola played at the last Futsal World Cup, and you see they have to fight Egypt, the best team, and Libya, the defending champions. Is there any target? What is the target for the Angola team?
Angola is coming to South Africa futsal competition to actually qualify for the World Cup. Angola is in this group, Libya, Morocco. Actually, we're going to face them, but our main purpose is to qualify for the World Cup.
That was Libanya Lopez, the Angola men's futsal national team coach, speaking in Johannesburg, South Africa. And that's it. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
On Africa News Tonight, we let the sound tell the story, putting you in the middle of events from Africa's news to world crises. Africa News Tonight comes to you live from the Voice of America, Monday through Friday at 1600 and 1800 UTC on the following shortwave frequencies: 6080 kilohertz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kilohertz, 19.2 meter band. We are also live on the internet at www.voaafrica.com.
Well, it's Thursday and we are approaching that time to enjoy the weekend matches in the European leagues. As usual, let's look at how African players are doing, and we turn to our football guru, David Legg in Johannesburg, South Africa. David, the African players in Europe seem to be performing very well lately. Why don't we start with the English Premier League?
Yeah, good point, Douglas. Last week, we were bemoaning the fact that no Africans scored in the English Premier League. So they obviously listened into the show and they decided to show us what they were capable of. Because we had a string of African goals in the EPL. Well done to all our players playing in the... certainly, maybe not the top league in the world. I think you could argue that's the La Liga in Spain. But it is definitely the most watched league in the world. It's got an amazing worldwide interest. And Riyad Mahrez, the Algerian, who's been in outstanding form for the shock EPL league leaders, Leicester City, he scored the only goal for the Foxes, as they're known. And that gave them a 1-0 victory away to Watford. And what it did, Douglas, is it extended Leicester's lead over second place Tottenham Hotspur to 5 points. There are 9 rounds left, and I think it's safe to say that if Leicester City can stay on top and pull off this title, it will be undoubtedly the most sensational finish to an EPL. For so many years now, English football has been dominated by the likes of Arsenal, Chelsea, Manchester United, Manchester City, even my own favourite club, Liverpool. They faded a bit in the last decade or so, but they were always up there. But Leicester City, they were a team that you always looked on as one that was going to fight to avoid relegation. So it's a truly amazing story. And one of the real stars of that team this year has been Riyad Mahrez. West Africans were also in outstanding form. A name to watch out for is young Bertrand Traoré. He's from Burkina Faso. He plays for Chelsea. He scored against Stoke City in a 1-1 draw. And that was his 4th goal in 5 appearances for Chelsea. So well done to him. Senegalese were also on top form. Mama Biram Diouf of Stoke City, formerly of Manchester United. He scored the equaliser for Stoke at Chelsea. Diafra Sakho, another Senegalese. He plays for West Ham United. He scored one of the goals in the comeback of the weekend. West Ham United, who are now 5th on the table and challenging for a Champions League place, they were trailing Everton at Goodison Park by 2 goals, but stormed back to win the match by 3 goals to 2. Yaya Touré, four-time African Footballer of the Year, runner-up this time round to Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. He was on target, the first of four goals for City in a 4-0 victory over Aston Villa. Aston Villa, club with a great tradition, but sadly they seem to be doomed at the bottom of the table, and they're heading for the Championship, which is the second tier of English football. There were also, Douglas, some African goals in Spain. The Senegalese midfielder Alfred Ndiaye scored for Real Betis in a vital 2-0 victory over Granada. But bad news for all our Cameroon listeners. Their star goalkeeper, Carlos Kameni, who plays for Malaga, he was injured in a 3-3 draw against Deportivo La Coruña, and the prognosis is not good. It seems as if he will be out of action with a knee injury for at least 2 months, and that means he's going to miss later this month two vital games for Cameroon, home and away against South Africa in Group M. Those games effectively are going to be the title deciders for that particular group. And at the moment, Cameroon are really sitting pretty. They've got 6 points, and the South African Bafana Bafana have only got one. Normally, when we talk about Germany, Douglas, we talk about Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, and we talk about goals, but not this week. Borussia Dortmund, his club, played against Bayern Munich in a top-of-the-table clash. It ended goalless, and that means that Robert Lewandowski of Bayern Munich is still top of the German scorers list with 23 goals, but breathing down his neck, hot on his heels, is Aubameyang with 22 goals. And Aubameyang this year, ending that great run of Yaya Touré by snatching the 2015 African Footballer of the Year title. Douglas?
Yes, David, it seems the African players in Europe are making their mark.
They are. I mean, they're doing really well. I was shocked last week, Douglas. No African goals at all in the EPL, because to me, that's one of the highlights of the weekend. I go through the fixtures, then I go through the results and the scorers, and the first thing I look out for is how many Africans have scored. Another player I should mention, actually, is the Egyptian Mohamed Salah. Now, he's officially with Chelsea, but he's been on loan to several clubs, and the most recent of those is Roma in Italy. And he bagged another brace as Roma trashed Fiorentina 4-1. So Salah, among the strikers who are in outstanding form. But the real find of the season, Douglas, to me, is this Riyad Mahrez. You know, the story goes that Leicester City actually went to France to watch a match in which Mahrez was involved, but they didn't go to see Mahrez at all. They went to see another player. But it was the Algerian who caught the eye of the spies from the Foxes in the English Midlands. Mahrez moves to England for a very small fee by modern standards. And now this season, playing on the right wing, he's not a central striker at all. He's actually a winger, technically a midfield player. He has scored 15 goals for Leicester City. It's a fairy tale beyond belief, this. Leicester City, perennial strugglers at the top of the table, looking down on the likes of Tottenham, Arsenal. I mean, Manchester United, the great Manchester United, are 13 points behind Leicester with 9 rounds to go. Douglas?
David, our football guru in Johannesburg, South Africa. Talking of football, today is Samuel Eto'o's birthday, the most decorated African player of all time. Samuel Eto'o today celebrates his 35th birthday. While the striker's achievements on the pitch are legendary at both club and international level, off the pitch, the Cameroonian superstar is maybe less known for his social engagement in Africa, giving back to the continent he long ago became a symbol for. Among other things, towards the end of last year, the former Real Madrid, Barcelona and Inter Milan forward joined a FIFA delegation to Sierra Leone and Ghana to experience firsthand the progress of FIFA's health campaigns. As well as visiting the Crafton Orphanage in Freetown, Sierra Leone, which takes care of very young children who lost their entire families to the Ebola virus, Eto'o also visited local schools in Sierra Leone and Ghana to communicate and promote the lessons FIFA 11 for Health looks to share. So, a sunny side of sports, happy birthday to Samuel Eto'o. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Now back to you, Kim.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 hours UTC right here on the